AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is worried about what President Trump might do in his final days in office. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Pelosi said yesterday the president should be immediately removed and not allowed to make any decisions.
A very dangerous person.
In a statement to colleagues today, Pelosi says she's talked with the nation's top military officer, asking Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley about precautions to keep, in her words, an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing nuclear launch codes and ordering a strike. Meantime, Pelosi was meeting with House Democrats to consider impeachment proceedings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he will not be at the Capitol January 20th when Joe Biden is sworn in. The U.S. topped 4,000 daily deaths from the coronavirus for the first time yesterday. More than 365,000 Americans in all have died from the coronavirus. His office says President-elect Joe Biden will release most available coronavirus vaccine doses to speed delivery to more people, a reversal of the Trump administration policy. The government says 140,000 jobs were lost last month. Job cuts relate to demand at places like hotels and restaurants, according to Wells Fargo's Sarah House.
They haven't been able to engage in as many services like travel or dining at restaurants than they would have previously. Consumers are really eager to get back out there and spend, and I think you'll see activity begin to pick up in the spring.
Baseball Hall of Famer and longtime Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda has died. In 1997, Lasorda talked about how proud he was of his players.
I never got a base hit for the ball club. I never struck anybody out. But I had the greatest guys in the world playing for me. They were not only outstanding players, but they were tremendous young men.
The Dodgers say Lasorda died of a heart attack. He was 93. This is AP News. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has declared a major incident as hospitals are overwhelmed with coronavirus patients.
With cases now exceeding 1,000 per 100,000 people, even other emergency services are under strain, with, for example, firefighters now driving ambulances. Khan says the city is at a crisis point. A major incident is defined as being beyond the scope of business as usual operations, and as one which is likely to risk life and welfare.
We're at risk of the NHS hospitals running out of beds over the course of the next couple of weeks if the virus continues to spread and people continue to be hospitalised.
The mayor adds, if we do not take immediate action now, our NHS could be overwhelmed and more people will die. Charles Tulledesma, London.
New research suggests the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech can still work against a mutated coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.